Events were held around the country on Tuesday remembering Czechs who fell in World War II. But the focus was also on a chapter from Czechoslovakia's post-war history, with a small right-wing group marching through Prague in support of the expulsion of the country's ethnic Germans. Jan Richter was at the demonstration.
The expulsion was right, shouted about 30 members and sympathizers of the small far-right National Party during their march in Prague on Tuesday. Ironically, the protest began on Franz Kafka Square in the Old Town, named after the German-speaking Prague Jewish writer who would probably not have matched the group's criteria for a Czech national. After crossing the Charles Bridge and pushing their way through some bewildered sightseers and visitors, the march ended in Tomarska Street in Malá Strana, the home of the Czech office of the Sudeten German Association, or Landsmannschaft. Michael, a new National Party member who refused to share his full name, explained why the march was being held.
We are on the street because we'd like to show that this German association is against the Czech interests, because they are trying to reconsider the results of the World War II, and they are trying to change the history, I would say. That's the main reason why we are here.
The marching protesters were holding a rope forming a symbolic train wagon. In the middle of the wagon walked a major villain, in the eyes of the National Party, Bernd Posselt. Mr. Posselt, the head of the Sudeten German Association and MEP, was represented by a person with his hands bound behind his back and a box with Posselt's photograph on his head. Symbolic train tickets were also issued to other enemies of the far-right group, including former President Václav Havel, ministers Martin Bursík, Karel Schwarzenberg and Petr Gandalovič. I asked Mr. Posselt how he felt about it.
I think if you see who was yesterday expelled, it was not only me and the Sudeten Germans, it was the half of the Czech government, it was also the founder of the modern democratic Czech Republic, Václav Havel. So I think it was a honor for me to be expelled together with these people. And this shows that we as European and Democrats have to work together against these extremists.
Although the National Party, known for its xenophobic attitudes towards foreigners and minorities, only received around 9,000 votes, or 0.17%, in the last parliamentary elections of 2006, their views of the Sudeten Germans and their expulsion is shared by many. According to a 2005 survey by the STEM Institute, 75% of Czechs consider the post-war expulsions to be justified. Does Mr. Posselt see a possibility of the extremist agenda being adopted by mainstream Czech politics and diminishing the chances for the dialogue between Czechs and Sudeten Germans?
I had always good relations with the Foreign Minister Cyril Svoboda. I have good relations with some members of the present government. But the problem is that these good relations were not used to take steps forward to make better the atmosphere. This is what we have to do in the next months. We have to create a better atmosphere. And this is possible, I think.